You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, and welcome to In the Stars with Hannah. So this is for April, but it's April. Oh my God, it's April. Jeez.
Yeah, finally.
I know, finally, right. But it's just like, it's this past month has just been
insane.
I don't know. Like, I feel like we need to like just talk about it just a little bit because This is just, you know, where we're at right now, as far as the world is concerned, it's a very scary thing. Mm-hmm. And it's very unsettling. And, you know, I just want to say like my two cents is like, I truly believe that this is something that was inevitable. Mm-hmm. Not inevitable, but I want to say like this is the clearing out of massive, massive negative energy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like right now, as light workers, as star seeds, as whatever you want to label yourself, if you're listening to this, you're most likely a light worker. We just need to be strong and we need to vibrate mm-hmm. love.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
You know,
yeah.
You, Hannah and I, we've had some conversations and we're basically on the same level where it's like, it's funny because all of the other light workers that I've spoken to about, you know, this horrible situation that the world is in right now, especially in the United States, we all truly believe that it's allowing us to wake up. The earth energy, the whole level, the whole consciousness, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think it's also something that's making us realize how grateful we are and how grateful we have to be for what we have, you know, because after when all is said and done and we go back to our normal lives, I think we're going to realize how much less we actually need.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely agree with you on that.
You know,
and I hope so.
I know, right? You know,
like to come out of something like this and to just go back to the way things were. I don't see how that's possible.
Yeah,
I really don't. And I will say that I feel a little bit different than perhaps some other light workers do, where I don't sense this as like, I don't feel like this is a source's doing, like this is a God's doing, like this is a planned awakening. I feel like it's a circumstance that has happened that we have allowed to happen. And it's really more the focus less on the actual virus doing the work. Mm. And to me, at least the messages that I've gotten from like my guides and also from the records has been, it's really more focused on what we're choosing and how we're choosing to handle the situation and how we address fear. Because those are a lot of feelings that have come to the surface, I think, for a lot of us, is like fear that we were unwilling to recognize before in our day-to-day lives because we were distracted, we were busy, we were privileged and able to just kind of like not have that be part of our daily lives. And now it is. And it's very uncomfortable for some people to suddenly have to look face-to-face with fear and to acknowledge like these are really major emotions and how do I deal with that?
Yeah. That's such a great way of saying it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I had to put my two cents in with that because I do see a lot of it being like, oh, this is the great awakening. And I do see that as a collective, we will come out from this being more connected, being more aware of ourselves, and hopefully also as a collective, acknowledging our shadow side. But I don't see this as like a great ascension. I see this as an opportunity for us to take a step back, slow down and to kind of work through some stuff that I think we all need to do, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, what a perfect way to, it's like, I feel like you're saying, like, it's almost kind of like a test to see like how you're going to react to this time with yourself. How are you going to react without all of the distraction? And, you know, and that's so true. Sadhguru said, he basically said it was like, this is happening. This is inevitable. What's happening with the world. So it's your choice if you're going to allow it to cripple you in anxiety and fear and allow yourself to go into a lower state of consciousness, or you're going to sit with yourself and you're going to allow yourself to be with yourself and realize the things that you held of importance aren't that important, you know? And
yeah,
when I heard him say that, I was like, geez, that's a great way. Like, that's so true. It's so true. So basically, I guess what we want to tell you guys is just like, just don't allow fear to take over. Don't. Always, always go back to love. Always. And I know this is really a very scary time. And I know people are dealing with a lot of anxiety and fear, but allow this to help you. It's your mindset about it. If you're going to go into this and think that this is, you know, the worst thing that can ever happen, and you're fearful and angry that this is going on and stuff, that's exactly what this event is going to cause in your life. But if you go in it being like, okay, well, I don't have to be at the bus stop at 8 a.m. I don't have to put my makeup, I don't have to leave. Yeah. Or 7:30. Yeah. I don't have to, you know, you can look at it in an optimistic way, you know?
Yes.
I'm looking at it like, shit, I don't have to wake up and like get these kids on the bus by 8:03. Like that to me is just like, that's a treat. You know, and just everything else, just like the hustle and bustle of life and stuff. We're getting a break. We're getting a break. Yeah. You know,
it
we're
is
safe at home.
And it's absolutely. And I hate to say that it's forced gratitude, because you certainly don't have to be gracious about what's happening. But I do think that a lot of people are taking the opportunity to look at their lives with a different set of eyes and say, wow, like, I am really blessed. Yeah. I am comfortable to have a home. I have everything I need right now. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I come back to a lot too, is telling myself, I have everything I need. I have a beautiful family. I have a wonderful spouse. I have people that care about me and have been reaching out to me, and likewise that I get to show love to. I, you know, a lot of us have struggled with being home with our kids, and, you know, we joke about how difficult that is, but also, as any parent would agree, like, those years, those days, they are gone in the blink of an eye. And it doesn't take away from the difficult moments. Like, we need to acknowledge those tough times. We need to acknowledge the fear, but it doesn't rule our life. It doesn't have the grip over us, like anything else. And to choose to show up with being authentic about how we feel and to share those feelings, it's a beautiful opportunity to reach out and connect with people in a really real way. You know, it goes beyond like, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. Now it's like, how are you? And people are opening up and being like, oh gosh, it's really hard. Like, my business is struggling, or I've been laid off, or whatever. It's like, it's spurring these really authentic conversations that I think a lot of us have been craving to have for so long, but we've just been in like this mindset of go, go, go. We have to reach more. We have to, you know, make more money. We have to get the next job, you know, whatever it is. And, and we forget about that time that we have on this earth, just connecting with people, and how beautiful and important that is.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. So let's talk about what's going on in the stars as far as April is concerned.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There
What's
is.
going
There's
on
some
there?
beautiful things going on. There is some energy of change and constriction. We'll talk about that too. So that's why I love doing this. Every month it's like a different constant
Theme.
Temperature.
Yeah.
Taking the temperature. Yeah. What's going on and giving you guys some tips on how you can show up to best work with it. Certainly there's no blueprint or guidebook for how to live as a human in 2020, but we all struggle to do our best.
Yeah, exactly.
So, so we'll just get started here. So today is the last day of March as we are filming and recording this. Tomorrow is April 1st. Bring on a new month. I'm ready. I think
it's
we're all
April
ready.
Fool's
March.
Day.
Yeah. It is.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I need to think of some.
So I don't want any more jokes. I'm done. I feel like if I had plenty of jokes, like someone just give me something good or just leave me the hell alone.
The best guys, like joke. I showed up at Circle at Halloween time with the scariest mask you'll ever see, and I scared the crap out of him. Oh my god.
You have a way with surprises.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So jumping into April. April 3rd is the first date that we're going to kind of zero in on. And this is when Venus is going to be entering in the new sign of Gemini. And I will just mention quickly that Venus is also going to be going retrograde later in May and June. So it is going to spend some time in Gemini for a while. But I love this pairing of energy because Gemini is very playful and lighthearted, and it's all about sharing and communicating. You know, it's an air sign, so it wants to just spread the word and connect with other people. I always think of Gemini as like the social butterflies of the zodiac. And Venus has a very diplomatic kind of sensual energy to it. So the two of it, them together, it's like playful and flirtatious, but it's an influence to help us express ourselves more freely, to share our ideas and common themes that are going on right now, and also our feelings. So I feel like it really connects back with what we were just talking about, where it's really pulling back the curtains and being like, hi neighbor, how are you? Like, how really are you? And let's talk about like, what's going on in your life? What are some ways that we can get through this difficult time right now? It could be bouncing ideas off if you're another business owner with someone else that owns a small business and figuring out how you guys could collaborate together in a creative or unique way to get through this period of time where we're all being forced to be a little bit more sporadic, spontaneous, flexible, and creative, right, to problem solve. And we're also seeing the theme with just growing the desire for fun, finding new ways to connect and enjoy life. And again, this is so needed right now. Like, yes, it is heavy. The energy, the collective energy is really heavy right now, but don't forget about all the beautiful and fun things in life that you still have access to do. And, you know, your friendships, you know, reach out to your friends, have a phone call. Like, when's the last time you called up a girlfriend and like, or a guy friend and just talked with them for 30 minutes or whatever, just caught up, like really caught up. And so those themes of like those intellectually stimulating relationships are also really important, and that authentic communication. So I love that. Again, I think it's like that perfect energy that we need right now to just kind of play off of how we can support each other and share ideas in a positive way and point out a little bit more joy too as we move into April, because as the news is telling us, this isn't going away anytime soon. So let's harness that Venus and Gemini energy.
Yeah.
So that's absolutely. April 3rd.
Okay.
Like I said, that Venus is going to be hanging out in Gemini for a while because it will go retrograde, but we'll talk about that in another month.
Okay.
So moving on, we've got April 4th. Jupiter is going to be conjunct with Pluto in Capricorn. This isn't as playful and fun, unfortunately, as Venus in Gemini, but if you are a light worker or an OG to this podcast, then you know that a lot of themes that we talk about is the challenges and the growth is always necessary, and sometimes it's not always super fun, but brings us to our greatest good, right?
So April 3rd, happy, happy. April 4th, not so much.
Yeah, there's like this other shift of energy coming in.
The way you not? Just like was like, you're trying to be so optimistic out about it.
I'm a realist. Right. So I will bask in the happiness and then we'll also talk about the stuff. It's like not as like incredibly joyful. Doesn't mean it's bad. It just means it's got a different vibe. Okay. So Jupiter happens to be one of my favorite planetary energies just because it's all about growth and expansion. Jupiter has that like Sagittarius energy to it where it's like big picture. It wants to learn and grow. And so Jupiter is all about like intense opportunity. Whereas Pluto is all about that the Scorpio themes of rebirth, transformation, and growth, and personal evolution. So considering with what's going on right now, when the two of them are coming together, it's forcing us to think either we go with the energy of what's going on with the theme in our life and allow it to happen and kind of ride the wave of it being a little bit uncomfortable with the changes that I think we're all feeling and seeing in our life right now. I think that's a really common theme, whether it's changes in our business, maybe it's in our personal life with relationships, just our daily norms are no longer what they used to be. So we have a choice here. Jupiter and Pluto are giving us the choice. Like, do we go with the energy and allow it to happen and see what it will bring us? Or do we constrict and fear it? And then it's going to feel really uncomfortable. So I think it's important to look at the bigger picture and utilize that analytical Capricorn energy, which wants us to kind of break it down into an easier way of digesting the information. So if fear seems to be a theme in your life right now, if you're someone that is just like really terrified about what's going on with the virus and how it's affecting your life, take some time to journal or consider like, why is it that you really feel afraid? What is it that is causing you fear? Get down to like the nitty gritty, the underlying theme here. Okay. That's what Pluto wants us to do. Get to the bottom of it, to the mystery, and take a look at that fear, that negativity, or whatever it is that you feel like you need to work through, and choose to see it as a catalyst to rise up and make things better instead of just wallowing in those really difficult feelings. Again, this is a theme that we already talked about at the beginning of this episode, but I mean, no coincidence that it's continuing to be actually something that's playing out in the cosmic energy right now. And again, Capricorn is all about like rules and constriction and responsibility. And it forces us also to kind of think about things outside of the box and to get creative with problem solving. So again, if you're someone that's struggling with your business, like maybe you normally work in person and you're no longer able to do that right now. Think about like, okay, so I could be scared and worried about paying my bills, which I totally respect. I've been there. I am there. It's hard. Mm-hmm. But let's, instead of just sitting there in the fear, let's look at the situation with a pair of analytical Capricorn glasses and think, what is the situation? Break it down to the details. How can I get creative in solving my problems so that I can still maintain my presence? How can I still bring in an income in a new way? And I think when we're forced to make decisions like that, it gives us really great potential for transformation, both internal and external. You know, those difficult challenges in our life is what makes or breaks us, right? It's what causes us to rise from the ashes, you know, and transform. So, you know, this only happens once every 13 years. So, you know, look at this as an opportunity, not as a horrible curse or anything like that. It's not. But it's going to be a theme throughout the year. Okay. Because the planets are both going to be going back into retrograde. So this conjunction is going to happen again on June 30th. And then again in December, when they go direct. So just know that there's going to be some stuff that we're going to have to get creative with problem solving.
So guys, April 3rd. Radical
transformation.
Yeah. April 3rd, happy, happy. April 4th, not so much. But it's all for the better. It's all good.
It is. We can do it. Guys, we can do hard things.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so April 7th, we have our full moon, our super moon, another super moon coming in Libra. And this one is going to be the biggest and the brightest of the year. So if you live in a place that's going to have opportune weather, clear skies that night, definitely step out and just bathe yourself in that beautiful moonlight. It's going to be pretty incredible. This full moon in Libra is also known as the pink moon, which corresponds to all the pink phlox that traditionally bloom this time of year in the Northern Hemisphere. There's other names for it too. The moon itself won't actually be pink, but it is sometimes called the pink moon. But the theme of this moon is all about peace and balance and reflection of personal relationships. And we've talked about moon phases before, mm-hmm. In the past, but full moons is all about reflection. It's not a great time to set intentions. It's all about looking back and considering where places in my life or in my goal setting that I could make some adjustments. It's reflecting back on personal relationships, and releasing what no longer serves us. So it's a beautiful time for reflection, wonderful time for journaling, considering the goals that maybe you haven't made yet or haven't gotten there, and figuring out, okay, how can you kind of course correct to get to where you want to go? Right. And also to grow, you know, more connected to yourself as well, deepening our self-understanding. And the sign of Libra is a very diplomatic sign. It loves justice and balance and fairness, and it rules our personal relationships.
Libra, that's my moon.
In pairs. Yes, love that. Yeah. I love a Libra moon. Yeah. So the theme is all about, like I said, keeping the peace and reflecting on where we can cultivate some more diplomacy in our life, some more balance in our life, and identifying those relationships in our life that maybe could use a little bit of improvement. Maybe, you know, maybe there's places in your marriage that could use a little bit of polishing. Maybe there is some connections with your family, your parents, friendships, that things have kind of gone by the wayside, that this is an opportunity for you to reflect on what part of the pair that you bring that you can improve. What part of yourself can you, you know, work a little harder on or make some changes so that that partnership can be more harmonious in your life? And I think it's important to remember that when everything is really chaotic around us, both internally and externally, that we can easily become unraveled by it, right? We feel the pressure of everything that's kind of going on outside, and it's reflected inwards to ourselves. And when that happens, we can embody the shadow side of Libra, which is indecisiveness. So let's take some responsibility, make some decisions about things too. Let's not just like try to people please and be wishy-washy, but just be diplomatic about it. Be, you know, be responsible. And I love the word harmony. Think about how, like, you're not trying to change anyone. You're trying to find the best in other people and bring it together so that everyone's living their truth in a beautiful way. So those are some things that you can think about with the moon. If you want to do some journaling, you can think about where maybe you've been neglecting care in your life. Think where things feel out of balance for you. Maybe you haven't been doing as much self-care. Like, maybe you need to step up your exercise game, or maybe you need to be going to bed earlier, or carving out some time for you. I mean, it's really hard right now, because a lot of us don't have as much free time.
Yeah. It is hard.
Yeah, it is. You know. But you know, it's important to consider those negative thoughts or habits that could be holding us back from having more flow in our life, accepting more happiness and love, and healthy connections with people too. So,
I think also, you know, with what is going on right now and not having that free time and stuff, I think it's also understanding that we're not going to find the free time, especially where with children at home and everything. It's, we have to make the time. So whether that's waking up 30 minutes earlier prior to your children and meditating, or just enjoying your cup of coffee or reading a book or something along those lines. And that's what I realized, like, after the second week of quarantine, I was like, okay, I still need to like wake up before them because I need my time.
Yes. You know? I'm so glad you said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it's anything that I think this virus, this pandemic has really brought to light is that as a collective, we need to be continuing and doing a better job of taking care of our physical bodies. Like our spiritual bodies, so important, but like this is our vessel that we're here in this right. lifetime, and we need to be taking care of that too. And for parents that are home that aren't used to being home, it's very draining on your mental health. So yeah. you're right. You have to make the time, make it a priority.
Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful.
What are some other dates?
All right. So April 18th, we are going to be moving into Taurus season. So we've been in Aries, all about hard work, doing it quickly, jumping up and getting going, feet hitting the ground running.
Yeah.
Love Taurus. I'm a little biased because I'm a Taurus rising, but Taurus is like pragmatic, utilizes common sense. It's all about like perseverance and sustainability. And it's the slowest sign of the zodiac. So it loves to take its time. It can sometimes be a little bit lazy, dare I say, but its focus is all about creative potential, contact with nature, because it's a beautiful earth sign, and all of the like earthly delights that please the five senses. So it's a very like sensual sign as well. So the theme of Taurus coming out of Aries, it's a juxtaposition of energy, right? We're coming from a very fast, very ambitious sign and moving to a very slow, steady, grounded sign. And I think it's, again, perfect timing. We all need to take a step back, slow down. All these like ideas that we've had like generating through Aries season, now is the time we want to become more grounded to be so we can pursue what we want in a more logical way. Okay. So we can spend the time looking over every single detail in order to deliver high quality, because that's what Taurus loves. It loves really high quality things. It loves elegance, and it wants it to be polished to perfection. So, you know, as we enter Taurus season, take life a little bit slower, you know, look at things, how you can be productive with that pace as well. And also to enjoy the little things of life, like the little happiness. Like Taurus to me, when I think of it, it's like having that little tiny piece of chocolate at the end of the night. You don't need to like go hog wild, but like just to like treat yourself a little
decadence.
Bit.
Yeah.
The decadence. A little bit. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So yeah, consider what you need to do to feel happy and fulfilled and loved in your life. And consider too, like how you can be more open to receiving love, both in a physical sense with your partner. This is a great time to reconnect with a significant other or your spouse. But what you can do also to cultivate more self-love. So that's really important. And I also want to mention Taurus is also the sign that controls our finances. So we're kind of out of that first quarter business phase.
Today is the last day. First quarter.
We are.
Wow. Jeez.
Yes. So yeah, thinking about second quarter already, Taurus loves the finer things in life, but it does not like waste or flashiness. Okay. So also being, you know, the sign that rules over our finances and our values, it's really an ideal time to focus on security, financial security and budgeting, and just kind of taking a look and seeing like, okay, where, you know, how have I been doing this last quarter, you know, financial wise? And, you know, if you've been doing really well, which I don't know anyone that's like
right
doing crazy great right now, but let's not be tempted to just like blow savings for the sake of feeling good. Right.
It's so funny so you say that, because I have been, my microphone is not the best microphone. Like guys, when I tell you, like I started this journey with like, I emptied out a 5-gallon Crystal Rock tank of my coins to start my podcast. And I still have this microphone that's not the best quality. And I'm realizing like, I have to get a better quality microphone eventually. And I was like, should I, this was literally like just a couple hours ago. I was like, I'm going to buy a Blue Yeti because a Blue Yeti is like the best microphone that you can get. And I pulled cards on it because I always do. And it was like, absolutely not. Do not. Don't be stupid. You're just bored, Erica. You just want an online shop. And it's so true, because it's like, just you know, I'm just going to wait because this microphone is working. But it's so funny, like, that Taurus is literally coming up, and like, we were just thinking about that. So yeah, just
the ball is telling you,
right?
It is. It's not that you can't buy one. Just like, do, if you're going to make any kind of like purchasing decisions during this time, do so with the eye of practicality and purpose.
Right.
So just if you're like researching a microphone, like, okay, so maybe the one that you really wanted is super, super expensive, and like, you just have this intuitive feeling like, maybe not what I should be spending all my money now on right now. But if you need a new microphone, do the research with the intention of doing it to find something that's going to still be practical. Oh my gosh.
Right.
That's going to be practical.
Yeah.
And fulfill its purpose.
Right.
Without like making it rain.
So. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But
okay. Oh, okay. So new moon time, April 23rd. We have a new moon in Taurus, and we did talk about before the full moon is all about reflection, whereas the new moon is all about potential. So creative potential, intentions, new beginnings, all of that good stuff. It's the energy of electric possibility and a mysterious sense of what's to come. So this is a beautiful time to remember how life continues to give us the space to create and move ahead. We talked about Taurus loving that creative outlet. So here is the place for you to consider how life is giving you right now an opportunity to do something creative, to move ahead in your life in a new way, and to live through your powerful and beautiful imagination so that you can align with that earth energy that still keeps you grounded. But you're continuing to make traction forward. Like I said, Taurus is very grounded and confident and very steady sign that's happy to live in the moment. It's happy to be here in the here and now. It's not worried about what's happening 2 weeks from now, and it's definitely not living in the past. It is just here today. And what a beautiful reminder with this moon. I think that we all just need to just live in the moment for now. I know it's really hard not to get ahead of ourselves with what's going on and to wonder what's this country going to look like in a month? Are we still going to be able to get out of our houses? Is there going to be school? Am I going to be back to work? Let's just take it a day at a time.
Right.
That's what this new moon is asking us to do. And just consider too, like, how can you be more present in your everyday life? How can you be more live in the moment? Maybe it's with your kids. Go play with them outside. Go blow bubbles. How can you be more present and in the moment with your spouse? That means maybe putting your phones away at the end of the evening and just really connecting to just the two of you, doing something together that you enjoy.
Yeah.
We already talked about the financial aspect, so I won't go through that again, but those are some other things for you to consider during this new moon again.
You know, another good thing, sorry, I interrupted, but I was so I was, you know, because like you said, we're stuck inside. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know if this quarantine is going to be extended. Why not use this time to go on Pinterest to all of those boards with all those creative do-it-yourself things and do something with your kids? I just ordered Orbeez, you know, oh my God, my kids love them. But I'm doing all those things that I've said that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All those things.
Right.
And I think that like this new moon in Taurus is just a great way for us to remember, like, you know, go check your Pinterest boards. We all have that board that we say the do-it-yourself stuff and we never touch it. Like, why not? Like, find a project that you can even incorporate your children with and have a fun time with it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's, a lot of us feel that way.
Right.
And to have the opportunity to do it, just to do it. Right. You don't have to be crafty. I always think that, like, as moms, we joke about, oh, I'm not the crafty mom. Someone else is the crafty mom. I'm not. I don't do that kind of stuff. Well, no, you can do that stuff. And here's your opportunity to do it and to live in the moment with your kids. Just let them, who cares if they make a mess? Honestly.
Right. Like, my house is trashed anyway.
Oh, like, hello. Like, you know, like, who cares?
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's more important to be spending that time with people that you love and you have the time to do it. I do want to mention with the new moon that this new moon is going to be square with Saturn, which is currently in Aquarius. And it's also in a wide conjunct with Uranus, which is also in Taurus. So this is very opposing energy between the three of them. The three planets, well, the moon's not technically a planet, but we'll just call it that for the sake of ease. But it's going to make us feel like, it's going to make us consider our personal responsibilities and the practical matters in our life that could be holding us back from the kind of change that we want in our lives, which can sometimes fuel some impulsiveness and rebellious attitude to just be like, oh, but I don't want to do this, or I want this to change. And so we just make a really impulsive decision just because we want to get out of that feeling because it feels uncomfortable. Right. Yeah. And so I just want to mention that because I think it's important to be aware and considerate with any big life change that you're feeling compelled to roll into, that we need to stay grounded. Okay. Yeah. To really, really ground into the moment and think about the big picture, to think about those little details like Taurus is all about, and to consider what's in our control without giving fully into that impulsiveness. I mean, not everyone maybe will feel that, but there is this relationship, this aspect between Saturn and Uranus and the moon that may make you feel like you want to just, I don't know, go crazy and give yourself a haircut over quarantine. Like, no quarantine haircuts, people. Don't do it. Isn't that how horrible you feel?
How close I was to giving myself bangs. I was so close.
Don't do it, Erica.
I was like, I know I can't do it. I can't do it, but I really want to. And I was like,
I know.
I'm just going, no. But I get it. Like, I see so many people, like, especially on TikTok, like, doing bangs and stuff like that. And I'm like, I can't be that person, even though
I know it.
We're all going crazy, guys.
Yes, yeah. We are. Just don't give into it.
Yeah.
Please. Take it a day at a time.
Right, exactly.
Go find a craft and then
I know. I just go, like, meditate. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Have a bath. I don't know.
I know. Just no don't bangs. Cut your bangs. Yeah.
No quarantine bangs. Oh, goodness. Well, we're going to round out the end of the month with Pluto going retrograde on April 25th. And it's going to stay retrograde for 5.5 months as it normally does during its cycle. And this period of time is all about integrating all the ways that we've already been transforming for the last half of a year, all the last 6 months. Pluto in retrograde is really a call to do the inner work, to release what is no longer serving us, to ready ourselves for another new round of changes, for the rebirth of who we will be after this, of who we want to be after all of this. And recognizing any kind of internal situations that we may have kind of pushed aside or pushed down because we didn't want to deal with it during that time. Pluto in retrograde always has a way of bringing it up to the surface and kind of forcing us to take a look at what really was upsetting us or causing us fear, or were we, you know, not being honest with ourselves about, and kind of coming to terms with it and making the decision to either let it go or, you know, to work through it. And a lot of that too is the conflict between maintaining old belief patterns or old ways of doing things, or making the choice to implement new alternatives or a new way of responding. Maybe that's like in communication with your with a partner or a friend or something like that. And by shedding these old behaviors and these old patterns of ways that we've done things in the past always brings us closer to our truer purpose and mission in life. You know, it's like the layers of the onion being peeled back. And you know, I always want to giggle and be like, it's such a coincidence of what's going on with the current state of the world. But I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
It's our call to do the work. This really is. The next 5.5 months is our call to do the inner work. This is the time that we're really getting in touch with our deeper selves. And some of that may be shadow work for people. Some of it may be inner child healing. Some of it just maybe acknowledging, I don't want to live like this anymore. I'm going to change. I'm going to make some better decisions. I'm going to choose to get out of a toxic relationship, or I'm going to chase my dreams because I'm tired of working a job I don't enjoy. Whatever it is, this is the time that we're going to be putting in the work. And, you know, it's going to be different for everybody.
Yeah.
It is. So, yeah, that's April 25th, and that's going to be, Pluto will be in retrograde for almost 6 months. That will be a theme of transformation in all the inner work.
Yeah. That sounds like a heavy duty month coming up.
Yeah, it is. 2020 is energetically jam packed.
Yeah.
I mean, I think all the astrologers that I know have predicted it's going to be a really big year of change and growth, but also a lot of constriction and things that aren't always fun and comfortable, but it's always what leads us to be the best version of ourselves, you know? And,
yeah.
And I think a lot of us really feel like as a collective, as a society, even for like the United States as a country, like it's time. We are overdue for changing some ways that we've been doing things and releasing a lot of old beliefs that are no longer serving our culture and our population.
Or that it never served our culture.
That too. Amen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's an exciting time and all of that. Hannah, thank you so much for coming on. I love doing this.
Yeah.
I love doing like that. Yeah. Just like giving people a heads up and stuff. I love doing
that. Oh, well, I love chatting with you. You know,
yeah,
I could ramble on and on.
I know. We can just like talk about quarantine bangs for about 30 minutes.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah. All right, guys. I will thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you soon.